This is VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Just under a year ago, Republican Phil Scott became governor of Vermont. Scott is no stranger to Vermont politics. He was previously lieutenant governor and a state senator. To look back at his first year as governor, I met Scott in his Montpelier office and asked him if anything about his new job has surprised him.
I don't know if there was any real surprises. Obviously, we had our moments when things got a bit messy with the legislative process. Throughout it all, I believe that we were able to communicate, did leverage a lot of the networking ability, the relationships that I had built up over the years in order to move forward on many different pieces of legislation and a lot of initiatives that I think we had common interest.
Well, I want to talk about some of your priorities coming into this first year as governor. Growing the economy, of course, has been a major priority of yours. You've touted investments in small business development, marketing the state, tax incentives and credits for some businesses. I'm curious what your measure is after making those investments of knowing whether they've paid off, whether that's been a good use of state money.
Well, again, this isn't something that's going to happen overnight, and we're not going to see immediate results as a result of these investments. But I think that we've done a lot of great work. Certainly, presenting a budget that did not raise taxes and fees is important. I think it sets the bar fairly high in some respects. I believe it gives a sense of calmness throughout the business community. As I travel around the state, there is a sense, I think, of optimism throughout the business community where I'm seeing businesses that are now looking to expand. I think our challenge is going to be to fulfill the opportunities, the openings with the workforce, because that's part of our problem. Because of our demographics, we're losing our workforce at an alarming rate.
You've signaled that you want to address staffing levels and other issues in education, teacher health care, for example, in the upcoming legislative session. There's already been some pushback to those proposals that you've made. In terms of affordability, why look for cuts in education right now if that's going to be a pretty contentious issue?
Well, let's move back and take a look at this. Education is our single largest expenditure in state government. We spend $1.6 billion in terms of educating our what is now 76,000 students, which when you do the math tells us it's one of the highest in the nation, per pupil spending in the nation. As well, when you look at the staffing levels, and I want to reiterate, this isn't a proposal. This is more of an educational opportunity. Where we have to understand and face the challenge head on. When we have a 4-to-1 student to staff ratio, the lowest in the country, that's problematic. For every 4 students is 1 staff member. Now that includes cafeteria workers, librarians, bus drivers, custodians, and so forth, as well as teachers, but it's 4-to-1. And as I've said before, if you could magically just flip a switch and go to 5-to-1, we would save $100 million as well. We'd still be the lowest in the nation. So what we need to do is make sure that we're investing wisely, that we take that the money that we do spend and make sure it gets to the student and give them the education they deserve.
Some would argue that having a low student-to-staff ratio is providing that excellent education for students.
Well, again, I think you have to look at the data. We give a great education, but is it the top education in the country? I don't think so. We should be looking at expanding the continuum of education. Right now, in K through 12, again, we spend $1.6 billion and very little in early childhood care and learning, very little in higher education. And I believe within the $1.6 billion, we could expand that and utilize the money that we do spend more wisely, make the investments in the students earlier, and provide for more higher education as a result.
I want to turn to another major factor in your first year in office, which has, of course, been President Donald Trump's first year as well. And you've taken positions that have been at odds with him a number of times. With him at the helm of the National Republican Party, do you still feel at home in the Republican Party?
Yeah, as I've said many times, I've been a Republican longer than President Trump has. I'm comfortable being a Republican. I am definitely a Vermont Republican, and I'm a fiscal conservative. I just call them as I see them with President Trump. There are going to be times when he will have proposals and initiatives that I will agree with. And there are many times when he's going to have proposals or say things that I'm going to oppose. And I'm just going to be independent like I've been throughout my political life.
What about voters in Vermont who voted for both you and President Trump in 2016 and saw you break with the president this year? What's your case for them to stick with you if you're going to oppose President Trump on some issues?
Well, again, I think Vermonters are independent, independently minded. I believe that they call them as they see them as well. I believe if I do my job and provide for a more affordable Vermont, one that grows the economy and protects the most vulnerable, that they will see the merits in that and see that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as governor, to govern. And I believe that they'll stick with me from that standpoint.
Well, on that note, 2018 is an election year. Will you be seeking re-election?
Well, it's hard to accomplish everything you want to accomplish in just 2 years. I'm only halfway through the two-year cycle. And so it would be difficult to envision not running again. I'm not ready to make any formal proposal and at this point in time. But suffice it to say that we have a lot of work to do. I'm proud of what we've done, and I believe that I want to see this through.
Governor Phil Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.